Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of Email, Arena Concerts, Floor Wax Products, and Basil.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 470, Somewhere Way Out There, part 7.
It's time for the 4th Annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April Extravaganza. Hooray! Comedy Forecast has been bringing you the funny since 2005. And during April, we're delivering a brand new episode every single day. If you want to help support the show for as little as a dollar, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you.
It's time for part 7 of Somewhere Way Out There, an original Comedy Forecast story. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. 2 A's, 2 T's. Spell it right, say it right. I think I've said enough. So let me keep talking and give you a recap of what you need to know. Aliens have landed on Mars, and they claim they're building some sort of amusement resort. Sounds good, right? Except humans aren't allowed. 2 alien representatives to our planet have taken over the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, which means all the guests have had to move out. Clinton has moved the Comedy Forecast studio back to his house. Derek and Rory are off on a walkabout. Walking about what? I couldn't tell you. And Cindy has gone home to New York City to live with her dad. She invited Lenny along so Lenny didn't have to stay in the Airbnb room Danny Hillcrest rented above Caprica Coffee's Coffee Shop, Coffee Bar, and Coffee Express. Okay, you're as caught up as I'm willing to get you. So let's head to New York City, to Cindy's dad's rent-controlled apartment with an obstructed view of the river. Obstructed by another building, that is.
I hope that's my little girl!
Like, hi, Dad.
Cindy, come here and give her dad a hug!
Okay.
Mm.
Can I have it back now?
Have what back?
Like, my bracelet? You took it while you were, like, hugging me.
Oh, will you look at that? How did that happen? Here you go.
Like, Dad, this is Lenny Treetop. He was my neighbor at the hotel until everyone got kicked out.
Basically, yeah.
Well, don't stand there in the hall. Come on in. I wasn't expecting you this early. Would you like some lunch? I made plenty.
Is it vegetarian?
Is it sort of?
Like, what is sort of vegetarian?
Ham?
I'm going to, like, just go crash in my room.
Fine, you go ahead, dear. Lenny, I will show you where the guest room is.
I get to be a guest? That rocks. Basically, do you have a green room, too?
Dad, what is all that stuff in my room?
Oh, it's nothing, dear. Nothing at all. A few vases and some towels, one or two lamps.
Like, Dad, you told me you were going to stop taking things out of hotel rooms.
I know, Cindy, I know, but it's hard. Look, at least I'm only taking things from hotels I'm staying in now.
Like, whatever. It's going to get you into trouble.
But, Cindy, it's only a few knickknacks. Who will even notice?
Like, Dad, there's a whole desk in there.
Pretty good, huh? That was super hard to sneak out.
I think I'll be seeing that guy in court. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a detective. Except for this show where I just tell you what's happening. What a waste of talent. Next up, we're headed to the Airbnb rented room above Caprica Coffee's Coffee Shop, Coffee Bar, and Coffee Express. It's where Danny Hillcrest has been living since he was kicked out of the Venus Arms, before he even really moved into the Venus Arms. Talk about convenient.
Come in and enter. Oh, hi, owner of Caprica Coffee's Coffee Saloon.
Eh, close enough. Just checking in to see how you're doing here in the Airbnb rented room. Is everything all right? We strive for fives.
I love fives. 5555555.
I'd recognize that annoying voice anywhere.
Thank you.
Well, let me know if you need anything. Perhaps one of our mocha mix and match mock mojito mugs.
Oh, I'd love one of those.
Are you one of the people renting the room?
No. Okay, then. Danny, you know, it took me forever to drive over here from the house. There's a huge motorcade parked out in front of the Venus Arms.
Word on the street is it's some sort of mucky muck ambassador and a military guy here to see the aliens. They came by yesterday, too.
I hope they're here to kick them out. I miss my studio.
Think, imagine how I feel. I didn't even get a chance opportunity to move in.
Uh-huh. Now, why did I come over here? Was it for the company? I kid myself. Oh, yes. Where is it, Danny?
I love it. Where is what?
My voice assistant device.
Your what?
You know, that little device that's about the size of a hockey puck. It talks, and it has a name that rhymes with Lutrexa.
Oh, you mean your Google Home.
Sure, yeah, let's go with that.
Here it is, right next to the talking digital camera. Which is oddly strange, because I thought I put it over there.
Just hand it over. Thank you. I guess now I have to fight my way back through all that traffic.
You can always hang out chill here for a bit.
That's not a bad idea. It's a terrible idea, but it might be less stressful than all that traffic. An ambassador here to see the aliens, huh? I wonder what that's all about.
What's all that about, indeed? Let's find out by going over to the lobby of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers.
How do you do? I am Chelmsworth T. Burpington. I am here on behalf of the United Nations, NATO, OPEC, the EU, and ASCAP BMI, representing the people of Earth.
And I'm General Calamity, United States of...
We know who you are. You were here yesterday.
Oh, yes, quite right. Well, I wish to speak to the...
I don't know who you are. Come to think of it, I don't know who I am. Huh. Maybe I'm the king of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
Yes, that's it exactly, Your Highness.
We wish to speak to the aliens on a very important matter.
Ah, you mean Stinky One and Stinkier Two?
Cap!
Ah, these guys know it. They've been in the same room with them. Come on. Those aliens smell like somebody dumped a carton of spoiled milk onto sauerkraut and then lifted a Nevada five-alarm chili to mellow it out.
The old guy nailed it.
Yes, well, I will admit they do smell somewhat fierce and that oozing. Nevertheless, we must speak with them. It affects everyone on Earth.
Ooh, I like Earth. That's where my Prussian kingdom is.
What did the ambassador and the general want to see the aliens about? That's a good question. Here's another one. Why aren't kids born in delivery trucks? Think about that. Then come back next time for part 8 of Somewhere Way Out There.
Fight! Goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.